请坐，我们最后才来祷告。
Now, have a seat.
第二节的题目，如何从读圣经得到最大的帮助，最大的益处。
Okay. The topic of the second session is how do we get most out of the Bible reading?
很多人他不想读圣经，因为这跟我生活没有关系啊。
Many people did not really like to read the Bible, think that, that reading the Bible has nothing to do with our living.
但是我们的想法是，读圣经跟你的生活非常密切的关系。
But as for us, the way we think is that Bible had close relationship with us, with our livelihood.
好，那怎么读会让我们得到最大的收获？
But how do we approach reading the Bible in order to get most out of it?
只要我们确定一个观念哦，你就会得到很大的造就。
If we confirm this concept, then we will gain the most.
就是把圣经当作百科全书。
Just treat Bible as an encyclopedia.
那你就可以从里面得到很多的帮助。
With that concept, you will be able to get much help from it.
你如果买一部电脑，
For example, you purchase a computer.
现在电脑越来越复杂。
Now the computer is getting more and more complicated.
它一定有一个说明书。
For sure, there is an instruction.
所以你看那个说明书，你就知道电脑是什么，怎么操作，有问题怎么解决。
By reading the instruction, the direction of the computer, you'll know what computer is and how do you control. How do you solve the problem in case something go wrong?
那神造人，
God created man.
神就给我们一个百科全书。
God also provide us this encyclopedia.
告诉我们人是什么。
Telling us what man is.
要怎么生活。
And how should man live?
有问题要怎么解决。
And how does man solve his problem?
所以如果我们把圣经当作百科全书来读哦，你就会收获很丰富。
If you treat the Bible as an encyclopedia, in reading it, you'll receive a lot in abundance.
首先每一件事情都有两种的看法。
And first and foremost, in every matter, there are two angles of approach.
一个就是人的看法。
One approach is from the angle of man.
一个就是神的看法。
Another angle is from the view of God.
人是有限的。
As for man, we are human are very limited.
所以人的看法也是有限的。
Therefore, the view of man are very limited as well.
神是无限的。
For God, He is infinite.
所以神的看法是绝对的对。
And so the view of God is absolutely correct.
好，我们现在看一节圣经节。
Now let us look into a passage of the scripture.
好，我们看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9. For I think God has exhibited us, the apostle, last of all as men condemned to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to mankind.
这里讲哦，我们成了一台戏。
Here the scripture says we have become a spectacle.
哦，所以每一个人哦，我们的一生就是一台戏。
For each and every one of us, we are like a spectacle.
谁在看戏
？And who is watching in this spectacle？
第一个是世人
，and one is the mankind。
第二个是天使
，second is the angel。
天使就代表神啊。
Angel is from the represent the God's view, God's side。
那人看这一场戏，他有他评论的加有一套他的标准。
When men view it, watching this spectacle, they have their value, they have their way of critiques.
那这一套标准常常就是文化。
And this standard, their standard usually based on their culture.
那神在评论我们的一生，他有他的标准。
But when God evaluates a person's whole life, God has his standard as well.
那他的标准就是圣经，神的话。
And that standard is the Bible, God's word.
所以有时候我们的一生就是归结到最后就是圣经的几节话。
Actually, in our life, our whole life span sometimes can summarize only a few words that is stated in the scriptures.
那这几节话就是智慧嘛，就是圣经的话。
And those words are words of wisdom, words from the Bible.
好，我们现在来看箴言第九章。
Let's turn to the Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言第九章。
The book of Proverbs chapter 9.
第九章的第十节。
Chapter 9 verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
这里讲聪明跟智慧。
Here talk about wisdom and understanding.
我们大家都希望有聪明有智慧。
All of us desire wisdom and understanding.
但是父母生我们是什么人，有时候你没有办法改变。
But how are we given birth from our parents? Sometimes it's hard, there's no way we can change ourselves sometimes.
但是当我们进到信仰里面。
However, when we come into faith,
就这个就可以改变了。
And this will be changed.
我们可以变成非常聪明的人。
We can become a very wise person.
我们也可以变成非常有智慧的人。
We could also become a person of have much understanding.
那要怎么改变我们自己
？And how do we change ourselves?
如果回到刚刚第九章第四节。
We turn back to Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
第二句话啊，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The second part of the verse is the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
你要看英文啊 ，knowledge of the Holy One 啊，这个 Holy One 就是神啊，然后神的知识就是聪明。
It says the Holy One referring to God, the knowledge of God is understanding.
所以我们在看一个人，可以看自己，看一件事情哈。你可以用人的知识来看，你也可以用神的知识来看。
So when we evaluate a person, or by looking ourselves, or from the man's view, we could look at from man's view or from the view of God.
那用神的知识来看，就是我们的聪明。
If we viewing this matter from the side of the knowledge of God, this is where our understanding comes in.
那世界上人也在讲智慧。
People of the world also talk about our understanding as well.
世界上讲的智慧跟圣经讲的不一样。
But their type of understanding versus the type of understanding the scripture, there is a big discrepancy.
圣经讲的智慧是从敬畏神开始的。
The understanding that talk about in the Bible begin with the fear of God.
好，我们刚刚也提到哦，把圣经当作百科全书。
The moments ago we mentioned that we should treat the Bible as an encyclopedia.
我现在提出哦，人生中几件很重要的事情，看大家你的看法是什么。
Now I'll bring up a few very important matters in one's life, and just let everyone think what your opinions are.
如果你没有信耶稣，如果你不读圣经，你的看法是什么？然后我们再回来看圣经的看法有什么不同。
If you do not believe in Jesus, if you do not read the Bible, versus if you believe in the Bible, what would your opinion from these two angles?
第一个问题啊。
First question.
人是什么？
What is man?
有没有比这个更简单的？
Is there any more simpler question than this?
兄弟，你是不是人？
Brother, are you a man?
对啊。
Yes.
好，那人是什么？
And what is man?
哎，人是什么？
What is man? Anybody?
好
Miguel. Santa Ernie.
Oh, okay. 人是什么？你如果没有读圣经，你没有答案的，人是什么？
If you do not read the Bible, you wouldn't have an answer for that.
那为什么这个问题这么重要？
Why is this question so important?
如果我不知道人是什么，我就不知道我活着要做什么。
Because if I don't know what man is, I will not know what's the purpose for me to live on.
那人是什么？
So what is man?
我们现在回来看创世纪啊。
Now let's go back to the scripture, the book of Genesis.
创世纪的第二章。
Book of Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪的第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第二章的第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living being, living person.
这里讲哦，神用尘土造人。
Here the scripture says that God formed man of dust.
好像小孩子在那个海边哦，用一个泥沙造一个人。
Just like a child by the seashore with the sand, he built a statue of man.
但是神吹口气。
But when God breathes into the man,
所以他就是有灵的活人。
The man became a living person.
所以圣经告诉我们人是什么。
The Bible tells what man is.
他是泥土加上神吹的一口气。
The man is formed from the dust from the ground, plus God breathes into him.
那个就是灵魂。
And that is the soul.
那这样是不是这是一种智慧呢？
Isn't this a knowledge?
我们从神来看事情，这个就是我们的智慧啊。
If we look at from the view of God, this will be our understanding.
那如果人是肉体加上一口气
，If man is flesh and bone and plus a breath,
那人的价值在哪里
？So if we are like this, where is the value of a man?
这个很重要，如果这个没有抓对，你人生整个方向就错了。
This is a very important question. If you do not have a right concept, all your direction of life will be wrong.
人的价值在哪里？
What is the value? Where is the value of man?
Michael, 人的价值在哪里？
Michael, where is the value of a man? Can you repeat? Love of the Father? Love for others. Okay.
Okay.
人的价值就是在爱护他人。
好 ,very close. 我们现在来看彼得后书。
非常的近。Let's look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第一章
2 Peter chapter 1.
好，我们看 13节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. 2 Peter chapter 1. Oops, this is 1 Peter.
彼得后书一章 13节, 13节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. I consider it right as long as I'm in this earthly dwelling to stir you up by way of reminder.
好, 14节。
Verse 14, knowing that laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me.
这是十三节讲，我脱离帐篷的时候快到了。
Here Peter stated that laying aside my earthly dwelling is imminent.
那我是什么？
Who is I that laying aside?
帐篷是什么？
And what is the earthly dwelling?
如果你再看下去,
if you continue reading,
15节,
verse 15, and I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind.
所以15节就是我去世，所以死就是我脱离帐篷。
Here say, Peter said, my departure, referring to his death, when a person dies, that means he departs from his earthly dwelling.
那个我就是灵魂。
Is it I, referring to the soul of a person.
肉体就是帐篷。
And the flesh is the earthly dwelling.
所以为什么所罗门的生活是错的？
Why the lifestyle of King Solomon, how he lived, was incorrect?
因为他一生都是在想满足这个肉体的欲望。
Because all his life, he was thinking about how to gratify, fulfill his own the desire of his flesh.
就是满足这个壳子，外面这个壳子。
It's only simply try to satisfy this our apparent, this our shell.
但是里面那个人，他没有。 没有在注意,
but he did not pay attention and care for the person inside.
好，那人的价值在哪里？
So where is the value of a person?
好，我们先回来看创世纪。
Now let's go back to the book of Genesis.
创世纪的第一章。
The book of Genesis chapter 1.
好，我们看第一章的27节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them.
这里讲神照他的形象来造人。
Here the scripture says that God created man in his own image.
这个就是人的价值。
This is where the value of a man lies.
他看起来像神。
He appeared to look like God.
所以刚刚讲要学习爱人，这个就是神的本性。
Moments ago, that we need to learn how to love others. This is a divine nature of God.
所以如果我们回到我们刚刚读的彼得后书第一章。
So if we return back the verse that we just read, 2 Peter chapter 1.
第一章的第四节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4.
Yeah.
1 verse 4. Through this, he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world on account of lust.
如果没看到，又宝贵又极大的应许。有时候如果你是刚信耶稣，是不是我信耶稣工作会更好，钱会赚更多，越健康，都在想这个。
We probably didn't come across the the wording about precious promises and great promise.
但是这个又宝贵又极大的应许是什么？
And what are those very precious promises referring to.
哦，就是第四节的下半。
Which is the latter part of verse 4.
得与神的性情有份。
To become partakers of the divine nature of God.
看起来越来越像神了。
In other words, the more we look at this person, the more he like having the image of God.
就是人的价值。
And this is where the value of a person lies.
哦，所以如果我们用百科全书来看圣经，每一节对我们都有帮助。
If we treat the Bible like an encyclopedia, every verse that stated in the scriptures is helpful and beneficial to us.
世界上看人的价值是什么？
How the world view of a person?
你看耶利米书怎么讲？耶利米书。
The book of Jeremiah.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章
Jeremiah chapter 10
好第九章
Chapter 9
二十三节
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23This is what the Lord said. Let no wise man boast of his wisdom, nor let the mighty man boast of his might, nor a rich man boast of his riches. 24. But let the one who boasts boast of this, that he understands and he knows me, that I am the Lord who exercise mercy, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in this thing, declares the Lord.
英文圣经啊，两个翻译，一个叫 boast， 一个叫 glory。
There are two different interpretations other than boast. Here is another interpretation stated glory.
人的荣耀第一个就是智慧。
The first glory of a man is wisdom,
比别人聪明
understanding, that he has more understanding than others.
第二个勇力能力比别人强。
He is more might, he's mightier, have more might than others.
第三个
The third,
财主。钱比别人多。
A rich man, who have more riches than others.
这是文化。
This is the culture.
不是真理。
This is not truth.
真理是什么？
What is truth?
人像神，这才是人的价值。
When a
person, 有神的形象。
More like the image of God, has an image of God. This is where the value of a person comes in.
所以我们如果这样来读圣经，调整我们的观念，我们人生的价值观才会正确。
If we had this kind of concept in reading the Bible, then our value of life, a concept for the value of life will be correct.
那如果价值观正确，我们做的决定才会正确。
So our value of life, if it's correct, so then our decision making will be correct as well.
所以怎么读圣经让我们得到最大的好处
？So how do we read the Bible in order to get most out of it?
重新用神的话来看人生每一个重要的议题。
We should once again read the Bible and to evaluate every aspect of our lives.
好，那第二个问题哈。
Second question.
什么叫做好的人生？
What is a good life?
来，大家来试着回答，什么叫做好的人生
？Let us attempt to answer this question together. What is so-called a good life?
子孙满堂是不是好的人生
？Full of descendants, is this a wonderful life?
怎么定义好的人生
？How you put a definition of a good life?
如果我们没有办法定义哦，你在追求好的人生方向会错误。
If we cannot have a good, if we are not able to have a good definitions, then our pursuit of a life may be wrong.
如果你很清楚知道什么是好的人生，你的追求方向就会正确。
If you are clear understanding what a good life is, then your pursuit of the life, a good life, will be accurate.
那我们就想哦，圣经第一次提到好在哪里？
Let us think about. what the Bible mentioned about good the first time.
大家找找看，圣经第一次提到好在哪里？
Where that is, look at it in the Bible. Where was the first time they mentioned good in the Bible? Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章哦。
Genesis chapter 1.
好，创世纪第一章有几个好？
How many good, the word good was mentioned in the book of Genesis chapter 1?
我算一算哦，可能算错也不一定。
I counted once, maybe I did not count it correctly.
有六个好。
There are six good.
哦，神创造每一件事情，神看是好的。
And God, after creation a certain thing, He always say was good.
好，再来，神看什么是非常好
？And God, what does God think? God said, what God think was very good?
是什么？三十一节
，in verse 31，
神看这一切都甚好 ，very good。
And God saw all that he had made，and behold, it was very good。
这是第六天神造人，很好。
This is the sixth day after God created man。
哦，那这样就七个好了。
And with this, there are all in all seven good。
好，那很好，还有一个不太好是什么？
And very good, but there is one that not so good. What was that?
十八节。
And 十八。
对。And verse 十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
说那个人独居不好。
He said that the Lord say it's not good for a man to be alone.
然后造一个配偶帮助他。
Then God created a helper for him.
这个就是婚姻了。
And this is we call it marriage today.
所以。除非有独身的恩赐啊，不然结婚是好的。
Unless you have gift to be to live alone, to be celibate, then if not, it's good to marry.
所以这是第八个好啊。
This is eighth good.
好，第九个好在第二章。
And the ninth good is in chapter 2 as well.
当然他没有用好这个字啊，就是第七天神造安息圣日。
It did not use the word good, but on the seventh day, God made the Sabbath day.
神赐福给第七日。
God blessed that day.
所以好的人生就在创世纪第一章跟第二章。
So the good life of man actually is recorded in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2.
第一个，他用神的形象造的。
First, man was created in the image of God.
那第二个
，second，
神造一个夏娃，所以两个成为婚姻，成为一个家庭的开始。
And God created Eve, and two became to have marriage, and that was their beginning.
那了以后他们就生孩子了。
And later they have children.
当然，夏娃跟亚当生孩子是在伊甸园外面嘛。
Of course, Adam and Eve they had their children outside the Garden of Eden.
那就问题就一大堆了。
And because of that, there were a bunch of problems.
那伊甸园为什么好
？And why was good in the Garden of Eden?
因为它跟神的关系是好的。
Because in the Garden of Eden, their relationship with God was good.
那还有一个关系。
And but there's another relationship.
就是那要吃什么
？But what should they eat?
园中树上的果子你都可以吃。
They were able to eat from all the fruit in the Garden of Eden.
所以。在创世纪第一章跟第二章，好的人生有三个条件。
So in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, to have good life, there are three conditions.
第一个，他跟神的关系是好的。
First, their relationship with God was good.
你想想看哦，如果每个安息日神就降临在我们当中。
Just imagine if on every Sabbath God came upon us.
然后充满在我们当中
，and filled among us，
充满着荣耀
，and filled with glories，
然后跟我们讲话
，and also spoke to us， speak to us。
每一个安息日，我们都会坐满这人。
Every Sabbath we will be packed here，
因为那是绝对的平安，绝对的喜乐。
Because that for sure we have the absolute peace， absolute joy。
这是第一个好。
This is the first good。
第二个好。
Second good.
如果每一个人丈夫跟先生都有神的形象
，If every one of us, whether husband or wife, both all have the image of God,
婚姻真的好像一体一样
The marriage that seem have become one flesh.
这个家庭 是公义、平安、喜乐。
This family is mercy, justice, righteousness, and peace.
那这一个人际关系，这是好的人生必要的条件。
This kind of human relationship is a necessity to have a good life.
那第三个好。
The third good.
就是你的生活没有忧虑。
That means your life has no free from worries.
今天就是六日劳碌做工。
Today we work 6 days and labor and toil in 6 days.
好，那我们用创世纪第一章跟第二章的好再来对照我们现在的好差在哪里。
If we compare the good in which we recall in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, with that our life right now, what are the difference?
现在人把物抬高到神的地位。
Today, the modern day people have elevated the material higher, like that, the position of God.
为什么？
Why?
人的心虚空。
Because men found their heart to be empty.
跟神的关系又不好。
And also, they do not have good relationship with God.
所以就一直追求外面的。
So they continue to pursue things outside.
外面很多，心还是空的。
Even though we see a lot from outside, but their heart still find empty.
再来，人已经离开了神。
And furthermore, man had departed from God.
已经没有神的形象。
They no longer had the image of God.
外面很英俊，很潇洒。
And seemed like everyone's very handsome and pretty outwardly.
里面充满着罪性。
But inside, it's full of sinful natures.
所以最亲密的婚姻最恩爱的家庭常常变成最痛苦的地方。
So therefore, marriage supposed to be close, a family supposed to be intimate, oftentimes become a place where one suffer.
所以我们要怎么读圣经，让我们真的得到最大的益处
？So what? How should we read the Bible in order to get gain the most?
我们就读创世纪，好的人生就这样来调整。
And we can read the good that's stated in the book of Genesis and to adjust our footsteps.
你到年纪大的时候，你就发现真的很好。
And when you advance in age, you will discover indeed it is good.
跟神的关系好，跟家人的关系也好。
And it will enable us to have good relationship with God, a good relationship with our family members.
生活充满神的恩典。
And our life will be full of the grace and blessings of God.
这样的人是没有遗憾的。
With this kind of life of man, it will be life without regrets.
所以啊，我们读圣经里面是宝贝。
Therefore, if we able to read into the scripture, you'll find a full of treasures.
里面是智慧啊。
Inside is full of wisdoms.
引导我们的一生。
And it guides all our life.
好，我们现在再来想。
Now let us think, ponder upon another questions.
好，小孩子怎么教
？How do we raise our children? How do we teach our children?
小孩子最多的是谁
？Who among us who have the most kids around here?
应该是 Kevin 吧。
Probably Kevin, right?
小孩子怎么教
？How do you teach kids?
现在生小孩子很有勇气啊，不然你没有办法生。
Nowadays, to have kids, you must have boldness. If not, you cannot have kids.
每一个爱就是一个责任。
Every love is a responsibility.
责任就是压力啊。
And the responsibility brings pressures.
那小孩子怎么教
？How do we teach kids?
最适合讲小孩子怎么教，就是没有孩子的人。
The most suitable person to talk about how to teach kids is a person that don't have any kids.
为什么
？Why？
他怎么讲都可以讲。
Because he can say whatever he want.
那你有孩子就不容易讲了。
But if you have kid of your own, it will be hard to speak.
好，那小孩子怎么教
？How do we teach kids？
诸位。如果没有圣经，小孩子怎么教
？Everyone here, if there wasn't any Bible around, how would you talk about how to teach kids?
所以不要把圣经当作这个跟我没有关系，这个太抽象了，这都是属灵的，跟世界上没有关系，不是这样的。
Therefore, we should not treat the Bible, say, that Bible has nothing to do with me. This is too abstract. This is just too spiritual and nothing to do with me.
小孩子怎么教
？How do we teach kids?
好，我们看《生命记》。
Let's look at the book of.Deuteronomy.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
好， 生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
从第四节一直到第九节。
From verse 4 to verse 9.
好，我们进来哦，一起念，这样你印象会比较深。
Now let us read it together so we have get more deeper impressions.
生命记第六章的第四节到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 9.
读英文中文都可以啊。
You can read in Chinese or English, it's okay.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以色列啊,
Hear Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These words which I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart, and you shall repeat them diligently to your sons and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the road, when you lie down, when you get up.You shall also tie them as a sign to your hand. They shall be as frontlets on your forehead. You shall also write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So now, how do we teach the kids? What does verse 4 say? Hear Israel.
以色列是什么?
Who is Israel?
神的选民。
It's the chosen people of God.
独居之民。
They were peculiar people.
不列在万民当中的。
They are not listed among the nations.
这个是什么?
What that mean?
身份的自觉。
This is to the recognition of our positions.
所以我们教小孩子第一个你要自觉我的身份是什么。
When we teach our kids, first we must teach them to recognize their status and their positions.
我是独居之民。
We are peculiar people.
我是不列在万民中的。
We are not listed among the accounted among the nations.
我们是君尊的祭司圣洁的国度属神的子民。
We have the royal priesthood and nations of God, people belong to God.
为什么这个这么重要?
Why all these are so important?
因为一旦身份有一个自觉，你下面的才会认真去做。
Only when we have recognition of our own status, then we will follow diligently.Comes after these verses.
那一旦身份有自觉，那下面一个是什么？
Once we have that recognition of our status, what is next steps?
耶和华，我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord is our God. The Lord is one.
这个是什么？
What is that saying here?
价值观的建立。
This is establishment of our concepts of values.
世界上最有价值的，值得你一生去追求的是什么？
The most valuable thing in this world that deserves our pursuit all our lifetime, what is that?
神.
That is God.
有了神，你一切都有。
Once you have God, you have everything.
一旦没有神，
Once you don't have God,
什么都没有。
You don't have anything.
所以价值观要建立在神本身。
So the concept of value must place on God himself.
所以很多的父母注重小孩子教育，这没有错。
There are many parents, they put great emphasis in children's education. This is correct.
找好工作，这也没有错。
And to seek for a good job, this is nothing wrong with it as well.
但是问题是，
But the problem is,
有没有什么比教育跟好的工作赚更多钱更重要？
But the problem is there anything that are more important than have better education and better job?
有。
Yes.
这个就是神本身。
That is God himself.
跟神的关系。
That is a relationship with God.
这是超越一切的。
This is beyond, surpasses everything.
所以这那价值观建立以后，接下去就影响我很多的决定。
Once we establish that concept, the concept of value, it will influence a lot of decisions we make later on.
所以第五节。
And that's why in verse 5.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
有时候我们当父母的常讲，我讲我的孩子不听啊。
Sometimes our parents will say, I try to teach my kid, but they refuse to listen.
很有可能。
Very possibly.
我们讲的，我们孩子不听。
What we tell our kids that they don't want to listen.
问题是为什么我们孩子不听？
And the problem lies, why does our children does not want to listen to us?
所以我们如果看第六节。
So if we read verse 6.
啊，第七节。
And verse seven.
第七节才是讲言教。
And the verse seven is to teach our kids with our words.
啊，在言教之前是什么？
Before we teach our children with our words,
就是身教榜样。
Is to set the example, teach them with examples.
所以榜样有时候比言教更有力量。
So sometimes teach our kids with with our example, sometimes carry more weight.
好，那什么榜样？
What kind of examples?
尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
To love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
要留下爱神的榜样。
We must leave to them an example of loving God.
我们知道，你如果爱神，神一定爱你。
We know if we love God, for sure God will love us as well.
那神如果真的爱我们，
if God truly loves us,
你生活充满神的恩典。
And your life will full of the grace of God.
所以小孩子看到，你的生活是以神为中心。
So when our children look at your life, is putting God center.
你的生活真的充满神的恩典。
And your life is truly full with the grace of God.
他看得见。
Our children can see that.
感受得到神借着父母降下的恩典。
And they also can feel the grace and blessing that God bestow upon you.
他会很羡慕。
They will admire.
我要跟我爸爸一样。
I want to be just like my father, my mother.
所以这个就是身教。
This is teaching them with examples.
那身教之后呢，才是我们刚刚读的第七节，言教。
After teaching them with the example, is what we mentioned moments ago about teaching them with words.
好，那言教之前呢？
And before teaching them with our words,
第六节。
Verse 6.
我今日吩咐你都要尽力记在心上。
This word which I am commanding you today, you shall be on your heart.
这是什么？
What is this saying?
观念真理化。
Our concept should coincide with that of the truth.
所以我们教小孩子不是用文化。
So when we teaching our kids, should not be from the our cultures, traditions.
一般的文化也可以。
Actually, the ordinary tradition is important as well.
有一个超越文化。
But there's something beyond the tradition and cultures.
就是神的话。
Namely, the word of God.
用神的话来教导他们。
We need to teach our kids with God's word.
那我们本身要先吸收神的话。
And to do that, we ourselves must absorb God's word first.
所以有的小孩子他觉得我的父母虽然信主几十年，生命没有更新。
So some kids thought their parents, even though they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for ten some years or several decades, their life did not really change.
每个礼拜都去教会。
Despite the fact that they go to church every week.
但是在引导小孩子都是跟别人一样，没有差别。
But the way they teach their kids just like that of people outside, there's nothing different about it.
那这我们要怎么教我们下一代？
And if we do like this, how can we teach our next generation?
那最后一个是什么？
And the final step, what is that?
如果我们看第八节。
And we read verse 8.
系在手上为记号，戴在额上为金耳，贴在你的门户门框上。这是什么？
You shall tie them as a sign to your hand, and they shall be as a frontlets on your forehead.
创造属灵的生活环境。
That means create a spiritual life in your livelihood.
我不晓得你们的家庭，所以我不是讲任何一个人。有的人的家庭他本身不喝酒，那个客厅这个酒罐当装饰用的，五六十瓶。
There are some members, I'm not saying here, but there are some members, they don't drink. But in their house, they display bottles after bottles of liquors on the display.
有一次我去一个弟兄的公司去访问他。
One time I went to visit a brother's factory, a company.
他的座位的后面就是一个电影明星的照片，差不多是裸体的。
Behind the brother's seat, there was a large picture of celebrity, almost dressed very scanty, very little, almost new.
你怎么信耶稣到现在求不到圣灵？可能跟你后面那个像有关系。
I thought to myself, you believe in Lord Jesus Christ for so long, you're still not able to receive the Holy Spirit. Maybe it had to do with the picture you have behind your seat.
哦，所以我们的生活环境啊，你跟就要跟小孩子教小孩子是有关系的。
So our environment had a lot to do, how we teach our kids.
所以世界有一套。以人为中心教小孩子的方法。
In the world, they have their own system, putting man center to teach the kids.
但是神的话给你另外一种聪明，有另外一个方法。
But the word of God give you another type of understanding, that enable give you another way of teaching your kids.
那这样不是圣经跟我们生活是很有关系吗
？Isn't if we think of this way? Isn't Bible have nothing to do, a lot to do with our livelihood?
哦，最好的方法就是神的方法。
The best way is God's way.
哦，好，那我们再来想。
Now let's further think about
财富。
Our wealth.
哦，谁不愿意有钱呢
？Who doesn't like wealth?
我问问大家。
Let me ask every one of you.
啊，赚钱比较难还是用钱比较难
？Is it easier to make money or spend money?
对我来讲，两个都难，我一毛都赚不到。
To me, both is hard because I did not make any money.
哦，但是对有一些人来讲，赚钱不困难。
To some people, making money is not hard at all.
哦，那困难呢是用钱。
And the hard part for them is how to spend the money.
哦，所以啊，我先问大家，基督徒不可以赚钱吗
？Let me ask this question first. Can a Christian make money?
当然这个不是问题啊。每一天你都要赚钱嘛，不然你怎么生活
？I don't think this is really a question. We every day we have to make money, or if not, how do we make a living?
啊，我们对钱的看法是什么
？What the now the question is.What is our concept on the wealth, on the money?
如果你这个态度抓得到，你赚几百万也没有关系。
If you have the right concept, grasp onto the right concept, doesn't matter how many millions of money you make, it's okay.
这个态度如果抓不稳，钱越多越危险。
If you don't have the correct, grab onto the correct concept, the more money you make, the more dangerous you are into.
所以有时候我在看一些信徒信仰半冷不冷不热。
Sometimes I observe some of the brothers and sisters, their faith is at the lukewarm status.
我在想了，不是我这样祷告了。
This is something I thought in my mind. This is not how I pray.
把钱拿掉，他就很热心了。
If that money was removed, then he will become fervent.
所以有时候钱变成神了。
Sometimes the wealth, the money become God.
好，我们现在来看
Now let's look at it.
圣经对财富的看法。
What is the approach of Bible toward the wealth?
提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
十七节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17.
好，我们从十七节读到十九节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 19. Verse 16. Who alone possess immortality? Or 17. Verse 7, chapter 6, verse 17.
提摩太前书第六章的十七节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
你们
Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to set their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Verse 18. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good work, to be generous and ready to share. 19. Storing up for themselves the treasure of good foundation for the future so that they may...Take hold of that which is truly life.
如果我们能够做到十七节到十九节钱越多越好。
If we able to do what stated here in verse 17 to 19, the more money this person have, the better.
第一个
，first，
他不自高。
He is not haughty.
那钱自高有时候用很多方向表现出来。
People feel haughty or they Because of the wealth, sometimes he expressed it in different ways.
当然最粗俗的就是用嘴讲出来。
Of course, the most rudest way in expressing it is you tell others of your wealth.
有的是用其他很巧妙的方法。
Or some people may a very trick way to express how rich they are.
他要让你知道他很有钱。
They want you to know how rich they are.
那不自高。
That not hold tea.
自高的另外方向是什么？看不起别人。
Another aspect of being haughty is look down others.
为什么
？Why?
因为他很多钱。
Because he has a lot of money.
那接下去。
Continue.
第一个是不自高，第二个是不依靠无定的钱财，只依靠神。
One is not to be haughty or conceited, and second is do not set their hope on this uncertainty of wealth riches.
不简单啊。
It's not easy.
你怎么知道一个人有没有真的依靠神？
How do you know whether or not this person truly trusts in God?
如果真的依靠神哦，祷告很认真。
A person really know how to trust God, he is a person really fervent in prayers.
但是你如果看到一个人钱很多，祷告很认真哦，只有两个可能。
If you look at a person have a lot of money and also pray very fervent, there's only two possibilities. One,
他是一个很敬虔的人。
He is a person very devout.
第二个
，Second,
他现在遇到大困难。
Now he's encountering some great difficulties.
钱没有办法解决。
Which cannot be solved with the money.
就来了。
So now he come and trust in God.
所以人如果能够做到钱多哦，依靠神，不会依靠钱哦，那感谢神。
So if a person able to have a lot of wealth and still trusting God, depend on God, really we should thank God for this type of person.
18节。
In verse 18.
他们行善在好事上富足。
They do good in good works. He is rich in good works.
这里有需要，那里有需要，这里有需要，钱就一直往外去帮助别人。
There's a need there, there's need over there, and over here, he continue to give generously and helping others.
我没有做过财务，我不晓得人的奉献。
I never been financial affair before. I don't know what the offerings of everyone.
但是我的感觉拿薪水的人献十一捐呢最容易。
So, but my feeling is those who are on salaries are easier to offer tithes.
那做生意赚大钱的献十一捐非常难。
Those who are engaged in business and make a lot of money, for them to offer tithes is very hard.
为什么难？
Why is it so hard?
因为他看数目很大。
Because he look at the number is so large in number.
但是他没有看到我献百分之十，我还有百分之九十。
But they never seen if he offered a tithe to God, he still have 90%.
那你如果薪水反正扣掉百分之十，还有差不多吧，我觉得百分之十也不太多。
But if you on salary, you take the 10% away, you don't seem like losing that much. It's
所以，在好事上富足，那这样在天国就有富足。
But to rich in good works, if we do that, we will be wealthy in heaven.
不简单。
But this is not easy to do.
主耶稣对财主讲：“你变卖所有，分给穷人，你就有财宝在天上。”
Once upon a time, our Lord Jesus told a rich man to sell all you have and give it to the poor.
积财宝在天上，原来是这么简单。
And you will have wealth in heaven. To accumulate wealth in heaven is so simple, seems like.
变卖所有，分给穷人。
Sell everything you have and give it to the poor.
但是这么的困难。
But it is so difficult.
所以他忧忧愁愁离开耶稣，连永生也没有。
Because of this, he left the Lord Jesus. This rich young man, He even don't have eternal life.
好，我们现在看第六章。
And now we go back to chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 9.
Yeah.
First Timothy chapter 9, chapter 6, verse 9. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge people into ruin and destruction.
好，第十六节。
And verse
6, 第十节
verse 10, For the love of money is the root of all sort of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
这里讲到贪财是万恶之根。
Here the scripture says the love of money is the root of all sort of evil.
不是钱是万恶之根。
Not money itself is the root of all evil.
是贪这个贪。
But the love, the greed of the money.
这是万恶的根。
That is the root of all sort of evils.
所以当我们在看一件事情。
Therefore, when we approach and look at a certain matter.
世界的文化，它有它一套的看法。
The culture of the world, they have their own way of viewing certain things.
什么叫做生命的更新？
What is the renewing of life?
就是把我们的观念提升到用神的话来看世界。
That is elevate our concept of looking at things from the view of God.
那如果我们看得很清楚，
If we have a clear eyesight,
我们人生的方向就很正确。
Then our direction of life will be accurate.
所以圣经啊是跟我们的生活分不开关系的。
Therefore, the Bible is very closely tied to our livelihood. It cannot be separated.
这个不是抽象的，这是讲理论，这个没有用，不是这样的。
These words are not very objective, nothing to do with us, or theory, theoretical only.
实际的。
They are very practical.
好，那我们再想一个问题。
Let us think about another question.
怎么生活，怎么做，让我们一生能够很平稳？
What should we do that our life will be always in a state of stability?
或者很顺利。
Or very prosperous.
你可以问很多人给你们建议。
You could ask a lot of people for their opinions.
但是你回到圣经，它有秘诀。
But if we return back to the Bible, there it offers us a secret.
好，我们现在看约书亚记。
Turn to the book of Joshua.
第一章。
The book of Joshua, chapter 1.
好，约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
从第七节，我们念到第九节。
From verse 7 to 9。
啊，约书亚记第一章第七节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 7。
啊，只要刚强。
Only be strong and very courageous.
谨守。
Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may achieve success wherever you go. Verse 8.This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will achieve success. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
你无论往哪里去神必与你同在，这不是太好的吗
？For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isn't this wonderful?
那你如果看前面一节
，But if you read the verse before this,
如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will achieve success.
怎么做
？What should we do?
你又看前面
，If we look further up.
这律法书不可以离开口，要昼夜思想，谨守遵行。
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night.
所以不要去抄世界人成功的观念。
So let us not imitate from the concept of people who are success in the world.
最后是在地狱里面。
For their ending is in hell.
走的时候，谁去纪念他
？When they left this world, who's going to remember them?
已过的世代，没人纪念。
The generation, many generation in the past, who remember them?
将来的世代也没有人纪念。
In the future generation, no one's going to remember them as well.
但是有一种人，神会纪念。
But there's a type of person God will remember.
就是昼夜思想神的话，谨守遵行。
It is the type of people that meditate on God's word day and night and do it accordingly.
神要与他同在。
God will be with that person.
让他 凡事顺利。
So that he will be prosperous in everything.
不是太好吗？
Isn't this wonderful?
好，感谢主啊，我们就到这结束。
Well, we'll conclude here.
好，我们一起跪下来祷。
Let us kneel down and pray together.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。好，我们聚会到这里结束。